You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
This show on Radio 1, and I'm joined by old mate Sherry Zhang. Zhang?
Yeah,
Zhang. Yeah, me, Sherry Zhang, who is from the NZ Young Writers Fest. We're going to be chatting about the Writers Fest 2024, which is happening this weekend.
Yeah, it kicks off tomorrow.
Man.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Good. I feel like my brain's all scattered. Mm-hmm. I was trying to put together a PowerPoint before this. Mm-hmm. It's all good. It'll all
a PowerPoint?
I guess I'm running 3 workshops.
Oh, like an actual PowerPoint. I think you mean for the interview. And I was like,
oh, no, I haven't. No thoughts. No, yeah. Here to just go with it.
Oh, cool. My first question to you is, has everyone referred to you like Sherry Amore, like from the Stevie Wonder song?
I know this is probably not the worst bullying story, but when I was a kid, the boys in my class at primary school would sing the Sherry Vivaldi song.
Sherry Vivaldi.
You know, they're like, Sherry.
Sherry.
Yeah.
Oh, the real, like, yeah.
Sherry.
The real shrill song.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd that make you feel?
Uncomfortable.
Aww. I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry for bringing up.
I feel like there are worse things to get called as a kid, so it's all right.
Yeah. There's also a track by a band, I can't remember the name, but it's Sweet Cherie, and it's real like droney and ambient. I can't say the band's name on here because it's a very horrible name, but great track. Anyway, Cherie seems to be popping up in a lot of songs. Weird.
Yeah.
That's funny. Alright, we're here to talk about some writing stuff. I want to dive into a little bit of your history first, because you've done quite a bit of everything, from slam poetry to being involved as an editorial intern at The Spinoff. You've also been an intern at Bloomberg News, which is insane. Can't buy on that. Despite changing through mediums, what has been a significant through line in your writing? Is there any to speak of?
I feel like I've enjoyed doing all these different forms and different kinds of storytelling, but at the core, it's this, you know, desire to punch up, this desire to...
Nice.
Yeah, platform and celebrate marginalized and oppressed voices.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm just drawn to whatever form allows me to express that, mm-hmm. whether that be journalism or, I guess, poetry.
How'd that play out at Bloomberg?
It's definitely like challenging.
You know, very challenging because it's owned by Ability, right?
It was a financial journalism internship.
Uh-huh.
And so I got a crash course on economic reporting.
Uh-huh.
It was definitely had its own challenges, but I think my colleagues all try to do their best within a very capitalist structure.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Crack up.
Yeah, it was wild. It was wild.
Crack up. I can't imagine what that was like. Was that based in America?
No. It was in Wellington. So
oh,
it was the
cool.
Wellington Bureau. But yeah, it was very American because the core of the business is in that realm.
Mm-hmm. Very, very, very fascinating stuff, eh? Another big accomplishment that you've been doing for the past month is that you're the Robert Lord Writers Cottage Young Writer in Residence. For the New Zealand Young Writers Fest. What has that involved?
I've been staying by myself in this cottage, trying to not lose my mind.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's been good. I feel like I landed and then the Young Writers Festival peeps picked me up and they were very clear that the expectation wasn't that I like pump out 40,000 words or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was more of like being in Otaputi, like hanging out with people, soaking up the vibes. So that's been really fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a cool few cool places that I've loved to hang out at. Yours being one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yours is great.
Such a great space.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a gig there. Mm-hmm. Catching up with friends. Yeah. So that's been no writing, but hanging out has been my primary goal.
Because you're not a Dunedin native, right?
No.
Are you from Tamaki Makaurau originally?
Right.
How have you found the climate and the general culture and vibe in Otaputi as compared to Tamaki Makaurau?
Oh, it snowed when I landed here. And then I didn't pack my puffer. I took it out on my way to the airport. That was a bit of a shock. But I'm kind of jealous and envious of the student culture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's incredible, right? Yeah.
You get such a strong hub, such a strong sense of community. Whereas I feel like in Tamaki we have it, but because it's like within a really big city where everything else is going on, it can feel quite disjointed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's from what I've heard from everyone who's been to
Tamaki. Oh, yeah, sorry, nothing new to offer.
No. But that's good that I guess shows that I don't know, very common experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a story to tell there. There's a way to write things out there.
Yeah.
Trying to make it as wanky as possible. Now, that's really fascinating, though. I mean, it is. I think Otaputi is very singular in that fact. Like, I wonder, would those would Wellington of Auckland have ever had a vibe like ours, and I don't think so, because we kind of revolve around, our city revolves around the university.
Yeah, it's like a college town, yeah, as they would put it.
And not in like an annoying American
way. No,
like
not. But it was very like authentically Aussie-Aussie, yeah, like way, yeah.
Yeah, totally. How many years have you been involved with the Young Writers Festival?
This is my first year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I've never really done like a festival before. So I've no idea what to expect. Mm-hmm. Like, I went to the Auckland Writers Festival when I was like a teenager in high school. And I feel like, yeah, being an adult, being here, living here, breathing it is going to be a different full-on exciting experience.
Nice. What's your what's your most anticipated aspect of the festival?
I think I'm excited just to see all these writers in real life and hang out and have yarns.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the workshops are really incredible and I'm really excited for them, but I think it's all the magical moments in between them as well.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of spontaneous chats and connections, so yeah, that's what I'm excited about.
Nice. Nice, man. And you are working on a few workshops at the Young Writers Fest, correct?
Yeah.
Can you run us through some of those?
So one of them is with Jemima and Nina.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about journalism as an act of community building. So, mm-hmm, yeah, having a yarn about what cultural reporting is. And then I've got one on writing beyond queer tragedy with Joseph, which I actually had a gaze at the... at the PowerPoint Joseph made, and it's beautiful.
Cool.
I feel like I'm going to learn so much from that workshop.
Mm.
And then I'm running one with Nathan Joe and Sam Brooks on writing dialogue, because they're both playwrights.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you can reveal and learn a lot from having a yarn. So, mm-hmm, those are the three.
For sure. I think the journalism as an act of community making is something that I'm going to try to go to this Saturday. What does that mean for you, journalism as an act of community making?
I feel like there's something really... I guess sometimes journalism or the media gets a bad rep for being quite extractive.
Mm.
And I feel like there's a way of doing it, of reporting, of nurturing, of looking after your communities in a way that like holds people to account, but also doesn't leave people worse off than when you first interact with them. Because, mm-hmm, I feel like definitely I can think of some big papers out there who can be quite vulture-y with, mm-hmm, their approach. So,
mm-hmm,
that's where my mind's at.
So a focus on smaller, I guess, media outlets.
Yeah, and how you can like create that through line of care from the start to the end.
Do you think the bigger ones will start doing that at some point, or do you think that that's just a culture of like we gotta maximize profits and whatnot?
I don't know. I think when they have such huge commercial pressures and expectations, mm-hmm, I am hopeful though. I feel like I really believe they're doing the best they can, but the structure,
mm,
doesn't really assist that.
Mm-hmm. So. And the nature of, I guess, capitalism and having vested interests in what you're trying to communicate really does shape a lot of what you can tell,
yeah,
as well, which is,
yeah,
really unfortunate. So, mm, having places like The Critic or wherever, very, very special.
I think so. I feel like I learned so much from student media. Like, I'm like, ride or die.
Did you... So you were formerly at BFM, but did you write for Crack'em?
Yeah.
Nice!
Yeah, so I was Crack'em. I was like the lifestyle editor there for half a year. So,
what was your favourite story from that you wrote?
During lockdown, I'm pretty sure an erotic fiction I wrote about heat pumps,
nice,
got put on the university watch list for concerning content.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What was in this, erotic fiction,
hey, you can find it on Crack'em. it was really expressing my yearnings for a warm and dry flat,
mm-hmm,
and the feelings around that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of yearning there.
Uh-huh.
For a heat pump that I don't know if I'll ever receive in this housing market. Anyways.
Does the cottage have a heat pump?
It actually does.
Nice.
And it's the first time I've lived in a house, yeah, really properly with a heat pump, so.
True.
It's wild.
True. That's Crack'em, man. I'm lucky to have a flat at the moment that has like double glazing, heat pump, and below market rate because our landlords are just nice people.
I'm really happy for you. Because, yeah, I guess what I'm working on is I'm trying to write a story about killing your landlord. That's what I've been mulling over.
That's right.
Choose
your adventure.
Yeah.
Make your own way.
Make your own way. Choose your adventure. Yeah. Same vibe.
Come on. Do you grow up reading a lot of Choose Your Own Adventures?
I did enjoy those Goosebumps.
The Goosebumps, the classic, the three-headed dog one. The one that had three headed.
I think I've read that one.
Yeah. That's the only one that we had at the house. But we used to be a Goosebumps household when I was a kid.
Yeah, I've bought some like retro 80s ones from Trade Me. So trying to draw inspo.
Do you think that that's like the golden age of Choose Your Own Adventure?
I think there's a comeback. There surely is a comeback era.
Yeah.
We hope.
I mean, D&D is huge, and that's kind of a Choose Your Own Adventure.
It is. I actually haven't delved into the world, but I'd like to. I think because I have brain rot, I really struggle with multiple characters. So even when I read a fantasy book, it takes me a really lot of... When there's a character list, I...
Would it be easier if the characters were Skibbity Toilet and Sigma Riz?
Yeah.
Would that help?
Yeah, that might help. Yeah. Stick in the noggin.
Can you tell us the when and the where of your workshops? And then I think we'll probably cross over into some tracks.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, there's going to be heaps, but they're going to be at... the Dunedin Fringe.
Te Whare Ora Kutia,
that one. And then there's some in the office as well. So split between those two places. But you can look on the website. But mine are on the 14th. There's one at 10. Then the journalism one is 2:30, I think, on the 14th. And then Queer Tragedies, Having a Gaze at the Gaze, is 11:30 on Sunday.
Awesome.
But there's heaps more if that doesn't pick your fancy. There's lots more.
Well, I look forward to definitely the journalism as an act of community making, because I used to be a news reporter here. So that'll be really fascinating, because it is a really... Yeah. Anyway, yeah. It's a thing
I'd
that fosters
connectivity.
I'd love to see
your hand pop up. I want to see your hand pop up with some questions, surely. Just grill us.
For sure. I will. No, thank you very much for coming on the show today. Great having you. You've requested some Louisa Nicklin, so we're going to play Louisa Nicklin's The Shroud, and then we have a corridor with old mate Aldo Thomas from Tongue Dissolver over in Australia about their new tracks, which is going to be very fun. Hope you enjoy the rest of your stay in Otipoti, and have a great time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Here's Louisa Nicklin with The Shroud. You're listening to The What?
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.